Okay, so we'll try to pick up over here and Dalit, basically Hayamanov, top of Hayamanov. So what have we got so far? So far we have two shitas, okay? We have a machlokas from Beis Amud Beis, Gimel Amud Aleph, about hodos v'halvos, right? Loans. Inyanim about that have to do with loans. We have the question of what is the deraisa, minimal requirement of the Beis Din of hodos v'halvos. We have to keep these shitas in mind. So what do we have? So we have basically Rebbe Avohu, right? He's the one that's on the, he's the one that's basically, you know, the quoted as the shita of that you need three. Because that's his famous statement. Rebbe Avohu said, Shnayim shedonu dine mamnas l'divri akol ein dine emdin. So he holds that what? According to Rashi, he holds Eruv Parshios, meaning to say when the Torah said three mumchin by Shomer Chinam, Hodos v'Halvos, Halvos is included in that Parsha because of the Eruv Parshios, because the Parshios are combined. Okay? And therefore, what? But Midrabbanon, what do we say? That we don't need the mumchen. Midrabbanan, you don't need the three mumchen. You can have gimel hajotos. Why? Because it would be a deterrent to loans. It would bring the financial system to a halt, or it would impede the free flow of funds, right? And so therefore, midrabbanan. Right, the liquidity in society. So midrabbanan, they said what? That you don't need mumchen. You don't need mumchen. But three, it seems, they're still saying. Up to now, I mean, no, we haven't gotten past that. On Beis, all you see is the Mishnah says, Dine mamnas b'shlosha, and they want to learn Dine mamnas means hodos v'halvos, and it has to be three, but not, they don't have to be mumchen, they can be hedyotos, right? But that's a step down from the deraisa. And the other shita was who? Was Rav Acha Brei de Ravika, who held that midraisa by hodos v'halvos, you can have one hedyot. Right? You can have one hedyot. And, but midrabbanan, they said it should be three hedyotos. Midrabbanan, they said it should be three hedyotos. Why? Why? So the I think the Ron explains a little bit. Now, as he says, because the problem is they would have. He says that a lot of times people would come. You know, the basic Beis Din, just because you say that hados v'alvos is can be done by one yachid, by one hedyot, that doesn't mean that that's really a regular Beis Din. A regular Beis Din does everything, right? So there would be in the town. Every town would have established a Beis Din of three mumchen to take care of gezeilos and chavalos and all these other things, right? So, but sometimes the Beis Din would be busy and you'd want to come with your claim. So there'd always be people, the Yoshvei Kronos, always people who are hanging around. You know those guys. You know those guys, right? So if someone has a din of hodos v'halvos and he doesn't want to have to wait to go into the Beis Din of the mumchen, so he'll take up the he'll go to the Yoshvei Kronos, but it was like an overflow. They'd handle the overflow crowd, but what? But midrabbanan, they said since they don't have the smicha, you want to increase the validity of their din. So you want to make it three. Because if you have three guys, even though they're not mumchen, if you have three of them, the Gemara says that you'll have someone who's who knows chad de gomer. You're gonna have at least one guy who knows a little bit more about the way business is done and the way halacha and halacha. Right? Rashi says gomer just means shoma mechachamim umidayonim hilchos din milva. He'll know the basics. He'll know the basics. So really, it's an opposite view. Now, if you're going to go from Rav Acha Brei de Ravika, it wasn't. it was really that midrabbanan, they insisted on more than the din Torah. Midaraisa, one hedgeot could do din, but midrabbanan, they said that's not good enough. Midrabbanan, we want to give it an extra. We want to give the person an extra sense of security that when he goes for din, he'll get a good judgment. So it's true. We're not going to force him to go. He doesn't have to go to the smuchin because it's just hodos vavos. It's not a big deal. But we should make a gzeira, midrabbanan, not to let a guy go, not to let one individual do the din himself. We require three hedyodos. So what is that? What kind of atakon is that one? So I mean, the Gemara says gzeira mishum yoshvei kronos, that they're worried. Viyizke es achaya viyichayev es hazakai. No, that's the regular form of the gzeira, like Raj explains. That midaraisa, one hedjot is good, but midarabanan, they're concerned that if you allow one hedjot to be done more often, or it'll happen because of Yoshvei Kronos, it'll be that you'll get a lot of, you get a few cases that come out wrong. So to sort of beef up the odds, right, to ensure that mishpat is done, they required three. But basically, it comes out that it's a question of three hedyotos in the Mishnah. Is it a gzera to increase the mishpat, right? Meaning midaraisa is only one, and midarabana you need three, or on the contrary, midaraisa you really need mumchen, and midarabanan kadesh lo tinol dels pnei loven, in order that you shouldn't stop people from making loans. They reduced it from mumchen to hedyotos. Now, what do we mean by mumcha over here again? Mumcha here means not just the person is knowledgeable, but he has smicha, actually. He actually has smicha from Eretz Yisrael. Smicha comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Directly line of smicha from Moshe. And Rashi says also they have reshus from the Nasi. Okay, so that's what we're up to now. So now the Gemara starts off in a different track. It says like this. Tana Rabbanan, Dalet Amud Beis. Got it? Someone want to read?
Dan afilu yichid.
Okay. So now it's a whole new thing. Up till now, we've only been dealing with the question of three. Whether they're hedyots or mumchen was the question. But we always said you needed three for din. Now the Gemara says, the Braisa says, that dine mamnas can be done with three. That we know. But if the individual was a mumchel rabim, he can be dan afilu yichini. He can judge even by himself, even alone, one. Okay. Now, what is the basic definition of the mumcha l'rabim? What does that mean to be a mumcha l'rabim? So, there's a, I mean, the Rush has it over there also, but if you take a look at the Nemuki Yosef, he has the quick definition over here. It's interesting. The first one on the Gemara. It's an interesting definition. He says like this. It's in the middle of the first one. He says, Vikosav bal ha'iter zal. Got that one? Shodar Rabbeinu Shrira. Rabbeinu Shrira sent the message, letter. Yochid mumcha dechoshiv bedora debaki b'mishnah u'batalmud u'baki nami b'shikol hadas. So what's the definition of the yochid mumcha? He says he is choshiv in his door. He's like a gadol hador. He's a baki, an expert in Mishnah and in Gemara. So in other words, he knows the facts. He has all the factual information of some. So he says he's a baki and he's a gadol hador, a baki in the facts. He knows all the Gemaras and all the Mishnayos in the Gemaras called. And what? And he's a baki also b'shikol hadas. That's interesting. Now, it's because you can have a guy who's a baki, just knows all the facts, right? Like you guys, but. But he doesn't. But he's not necessarily a bucky in shikol hadas. What does it mean shikol hadas? What?
Not
what?
Not
not saying.
Shikul Hadas means what?
Weighing out, making
him suck.
Yeah, in other words, weighing out means weighing the weighing of the mind. In other words, taking the positions, taking the opinions, and evaluating them with intelligence. Okay, we call that shikul hadas, like thinking something through, and analysis. And you have to sometimes, you know, the Gemara has a lot of opinions. You might know all the Gemaras, but how do you know what the psak in the Gemara is? How do you know how to take the Gemara? You have a Gemara here that contradicts this one or that one. How do you figure it all out? Put all the sugyas together. Sometimes you see the Rishonim try to figure out the psak. So they'll take all the sugyas that go this way, all the sugyas that go that way, and try to figure out how to evaluate them. So that's shikul hadas. We'll see. The Gemara defines shikul hadas a little later. Uma'ayin b'dinei kama shani. He looked into the din for many years. Umenasule zimnin sagian velo chazule ta'usa. And he was tested many times, and they have not, and they didn't find him ever make a mistake. Right? So he has the facts, he has a good mind, and he has experience and a track record. That's the Yochid Mumcha. That's the Yochid Mumcha. Kigon hahu hava mumcha l'rabim. That's a mumcha l'rabim. V'ikr lashon mumcha is menusa. The word mumcha literally says means tested. Like the Gemara says, you can't go out on Shabbos with a kamiya she'eno mumcha. Can't wear a kamiya that's not a mumcha on Shabbos, because otherwise it's carrying. And what does it mean to be a mumcha? It means it was tested and it works. Okay? So, dayan mumcha menusa l'rabim v'chachmoso mefursemes v'giluya l'rabim. Ad kan l'shono. So it means basically an uncontested, universally accepted gadol hador. Everybody agrees. He knows the facts. He knows how to think in halacha. And he doesn't. He's very careful with his decisions. And he has experience, and he knows how to. And he doesn't make. He's not prone to mistakes, right? That's who we're dealing with. Okay. So Rav Nachman.
That's what I thought our mumcha was originally.
Yeah. Oh, right. So that's different from the mumcha. That means that he has smicha. That's what's confusing in the whole masechta. When we're talking about who. But over here, we're definitely talking about a mumcha l'rabim, means the gadol. He's a gadol. Okay, go ahead, Rashi. Tough Rashi. So Rashi says, what does it mean that he can be dan biyachid? Because he darshens the pasuk b'tzedek tishpot, right? That was the from before, right? That was the sugya from before. That was Rav Acha Breda Ravika, right? He says midoraisa chad nami kosher shenemar b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. So Rashi's learning that when the Gemara says over here one can be dan, yochid mumcha can be dan, so why does that have to be a yochid mumcha? So it means to say it's only going according to the shita that holds midoraisa one is good. Midrabbanan, they required three hedyotos. Right, when it's, in other words, let's start again. Midoraisa, even one hedjot would be good. Right, but there was a takana, midrabbanan, not to have one hedjot. To have three, if you're going to have a hedjot, it should be three. But the braisa is telling you, if he's a yachid, who's a mumcha, then we can still go by the din Torah. Right, take a look, that's how the Rush explains it. Right, so the Rush. Yeah. Take a look at the rush phrase like this. He says the first one on base. He says v'imoy mumchel rabim don vafilu yichidi leman de leisle irif parshios kosev kan. So according to the one who holds, there's no irif parshios. Afilu yochid shein mumcha don min haTorah, right? So then, even a yochid who's not a mumcha can be don min haTorah. Ela shechachomem tiknu shelo yadunu bepachos migim lekhedjotos. But midrabanan, they required more than one hedjot, three. V'yochid mumcha ukmu harabonon adine v'dan l'chatchila. And midrabanan, they said you need three. But they left the yachid mumcha on the din min haTorah. So the yachid mumcha, they allowed him to go according to the deraisa.
What exactly, what, like what's happening? What would happen in that case? Like,
so
who would you have and how many would you have?
So you're saying like this. You gotta trace this. The whole problem is you gotta trace everything from the start. So he's learning like this. The start of this Gemara is telling you midoraisa one head yod is kasha. That's the deraisa that we're starting with. Okay. Midrabanan say if you're having a head yod, it has to be three. They have the increased requirement of dayanim. Midoraisa it's one head yod. It's one. Midrabanan they say we're worried that if we allow one hedjo to be done routinely, he'll be mechayev the zaka and zaka and mezaka the chayev, right? So midrabanan we say no, one is not enough. It's exer midrabanan, one is not enough. Must be increased to three, okay? But if the yachid is the gadol mufla, I mean he's the outstanding talmud chacham of the door, then there's no gezeira in that case. Then we allow it to operate. Then the halacha says that you can go by the din d'oraisa. In other words, din d'oraisa is one hedjot. But by hedjot, Rabbanan insisted on increasing it to three. But when the guy is really the mumcha, then we go by the din d'oraisa. Does that make sense?
It's saying if it's a mumcha, you don't
need In other words, usually when there's a gezeira midrabbanan, there's no exception. Okay? Usually, if there's a gzera midrabanan, there's no exception. If midaraisa, you need one, right? And midrabanan, they said three, so it would be low plug. You always need three. But over here, even though they made a derabanan that you need three, when the guy is a mumcha, they said we'll go by the original din. For you, we'll go by the original din. So if you're a yochid mumcha, you can be dan yourself. Under what authority? The Torah authority. Oh, but isn't there a gzera that one guy shouldn't dan by himself? That's for the other people. We never made the gzera in the place of a yochid mumcha. By a yochid mumcha, we let him go by the din d'oraisa. Okay?
Which is that even one
head yod can be dan. Midoraisa, one guy can be dan dine mamnes. Hadas vavas.
Yeah.
Midrabanan, they required three. But if the one is a mumcha, we'll go by the din d'oraisa, which is one. So we're not really going by the din d'oraisa exactly, because the din d'oraisa would say one hedjo could do it. But in the place, but where the guy is, let's put it this way. Yeah, Aaron?
The intelligence?
Okay, good. Right. And you can make sense of it like this, that midoraisa, all you needed was the one hedjo. Midorabonon, they said we want there to be security in the decision. So we should have a panel, not just one guy whose whims might go one way or the other. We should have a panel of judges. But the whole reason is that a person should feel that he's getting the right, he's getting justice and is not going to be susceptible to mistakes. One guy might be susceptible to a mistake, but three guys we say is not. But there's no reason to have, if the whole reason of having three is to remove the possibility of mistakes. So if the guy is a proven superstar, then what's the purpose of adding two more guys? He himself, as a yachid, excludes the possibility of a mistake, right? So that's what Aaron is saying. We could universalize it into not an exception really, but say that there's that midoraisa, all you need is one guy, all you need is one person. But midrabanan, they said it has to be a situation that's removed from the possibility of mistake. In the situation, the setup has to be removed from mistake. So there's two ways that we can remove the situation from mistake. Either in the form of it, that we'll have three instead of one, because three heads are better than one, right? Three head yotes are better than one. Good, Aaron. Or in the gavra himself, that he's right? Now, as I would tell you, if I would tell you, you have a question about the medical diagnosis, right? So you either get three opinions, You get a second opinion, get a third opinion. But if you went to the smartest guy in the world, you don't need to get a second opinion, right?
You go to three residents or one.
Exactly. Better off with the mumcha. But anyway, so that's the way Rashi's learning. Okay, that's the way Rashi's learning. Yeah. But the interesting thing is, that's the only way Rashi's learning. See, the Rush holds that you could learn it both ways. It doesn't have to be only according to this side. Right? See the rest of the other side of the Rush? The other side of the Rush says like this. That's if you're going to start off midaraisa, that one is good. He says, Uman de isle erev parshios midaraisa bina and shlosha mumchen. But the guy who holds you need that there is a mixture of the parshios, so we hold midaraisa you need three mumchen. V'chachomem tiknu desagi begimel hejotos o biyachid mumcha. And the Rabbanan said it's enough to have either three hejotos or one mumcha. You understand? So it's a question. In other words, according to the Rush and every other Rishon out there that I've seen, this Gemara is not necessarily according to either one of the starts. You don't have to start out holding Midaraisa one is good in order to learn this Gemara. You could learn this Gemara that Midaraisa three is three mumchen are needed. And just like they said you can knock it down to one hejo to three hejotos, they also said you can knock it down to one mumcha. In other words, one mumcha is equal to three hejotos.
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
Right? So therefore, midrabanan, when they said shalotinal delas bifnei lovin, that will reduce the requirements of three mumchin, so they gave you a choice. Either three hejotos or one mumcha. But this Gemara doesn't have to do with whether it's Rabbi Avahu or Rav Acha Brei Dravika. The problem is Rashi is insisting that it's only according to Rav Acha Brei Dravika. It's only according to the side that holds that one is good midaraisa. But it's mashma from Rashi. If you learn that three are good midaraisa, three are needed midaraisa, here's the question. According to Rashi, if you hold you need three mumchen, midoraisa, what's the difference between reducing it from three mumchen to three hejotos to reducing it to one mumchen? Now, for some reason, Rashi holds that just because we said that three mumchen are not necessary, three smuchen are not needed, and we can go down to three hejotos, shalotin ol delos v'nei lovin. For some reason, he doesn't think it's possible to say you can go down to one mumcha. You understand? According to the Rush and Tosfos and all the other Rishonim, they said, look, there's no difference. Once you're violating the primary case that the Torah requires, which is three smuchin, the Rabbanan can substitute either one they want. They can substitute three hejotos or one samach or one mumcha. But for some reason, Rashi seems to be learning that while they could substitute three hejotos, which is not what the Torah requires, for some reason we don't say they could also just as easily substitute one mumcha. As the other Rishonim say, look, as long as you're not doing what the Torah says you need to do, so the Rabbanan is substituting. So mali shlosha hejotos, mali echad mumcha. Right? But for some reason, Rashi is learning that they'd only substitute three hejotos, but not one mumcha. So that's the question. According to what's the machlokes, according to Rashi and the other Rishonim, if you hold that midaraisa you need three smuchin, and midrabanan they're changing the requirements because of shlotin ol delas, in order not to stop loans, why does Rashi hold that they wouldn't have gone down to one mumcha, whereas the other Rishonim say it's equal, there's no difference? Well, let's put it this way. We can say one thing about Rashi. He's saying that it's not equal. Just because you see they did one thing doesn't mean that they could just as easily do the other. Just because you see they reduced it to three hejotos is no raya that they could also reduce it to one mumcha.
That's Rashi.
That's Rashi. Whereas the other Rishonim are learning, what's the difference? Once you see they're breaking the daraisa already. Once they're changing the daraisa, what's the difference? Change it to three ajodos of the one mocha. I mean, it's a good point you guys are making. In other words, the validity of the mumcha, of the mumcha l'rabim, was not, you can't say that was instituted to make it easier. Right? That's for sure doesn't make sense.
What is that exactly? What are you talking about?
I mean, say like this. In other words, let's say according to the Rush, right? Let's say according to the Rush. So what's the history? What's the halachic development over here? At midaraisa, you need three smuchim. Okay, so that means if I'm going to lend money to somebody and I'm worried I'm going to have to go to Beis Din to collect, I'm going to have to find in Eretz Yisrael three guys who got smicha and can trace their smicha back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so there are guys like that in the time of the Mishnah. They were available, but they're basically on Sanhedrin, whatever it is. It's not. These aren't easy guys to get, right? So it doesn't make sense to say, so in order to make it easier, we'll let you go to the Yochid Mumcha, to the Mumcha L'Rabim. He's also not so accessible. Yeah. Right? The Mumcha L'Rabim is not the answer to the problem of the three smuchin. Right? It's a result of the answer to the problem. What does that mean? It means to say, once they said you don't need three smuchin, it opened up the door to allow you to go down to even one mumcha l'rabim. That's what the Rush really means. Not that it's part of the gzera, like you were saying exactly, but it's ukmua adina mid adina, that they left. I'm sorry, that's the opposite way. It's that it's equal, right? It's that it's equal. I'm sorry, that was the other way I was thinking. So it means it like this. As long as you have the Doraisa, listen, as long as you have the Doraisa, that you need three smuchin, right? There's nothing to talk about. Three hajotas are no good, and one super genius is no good, right? But once the Rabbanan made a takana that you don't need the Doraisa, because they wanted to give you access to three hajotos, now there's no difference between three hejiotos and one mumcha l'rabim, because they basically reduced the requirements. Once they reduced the requirements, once they removed the absolute need for the Beis Din midaraisa, right? Now there's no difference in the choice between the mumcha l'rabim and the gimel hejiotos. But they didn't do it for the mumcha l'rabim. The mumcha l'rabim is able to do it because they remove the requirement of the Beis Din Doraisa. Once they remove the requirement for Beis Din Doraisa, they said like this. They basically said, you don't need to go to the Beis Din Doraisa. Just go to a valid authority. Let's put it that way, if you want to put it that way. Now, you can't say a yachid l'rabim is an inferior authority to three ajotos. So Mamela, it's going to be good. But it's only good because they took away the necessity of the Beis Din Doraisa to allow Gimel Hejiotos. They wouldn't have done it to allow the Mumcha L'Rabim. That's ridiculous.
They didn't say Nafka could do three Hejiotos. They said
exactly. Exactly what I'm trying to say. Thank you. They didn't say Dafka three Hejiotos. They said you could use a lower level. Now let's look at a lower level. What's on the lower level? Well, you want to say three hejotos qualify for that lower level? Then one mumcha certainly does. You understand? But it's not that they wanted to establish the yachid mumcha. So that's the way the Rush is learning. That there's basically two choices. You either have the Beis Din Doraisa, the entity of Beis Din Doraisa, or a secondary method, or a secondary method. But there's no difference in the secondary method whether it's three ajotos or mumcha l'rabim. The question is for Rashi, and that makes sense. I can understand that. There's nothing that's surprising about that. There's nothing that's contrary to good sense about that. The question is, why was Rashi insistent that you can't learn this way? Rashi held you can't learn this way. Rashi held, even if I remove the need for a based in Doraisa and I allowed it to go down to Gimel Hajotos, it would exclude the Yochid Mumcha. I was thinking also initially. Now, so Yonah's suggesting like this, that maybe Rashi holds that, well, it's true, we learn two things from the Psukim, from the repetition of the word Elohim three times. You learn that there are three, and you learn, or at least from it two times, plus the idea of Ein Beis and Shakal, but you learn that there are three, and you learn that they're Mumchen. Okay? You're saying according to the Rosh and everybody else, those together combined into one feature, or they're both the same kind of an idea of security in the decision, or of like we said, that you know, they're both because of the chumrah of the situation, they add qualities. They add the quality of deliberation. They add the quality of expertise, of authority. But so once you negate that, then there's no difference anymore between one and three. But maybe Rashi is like this, that the three is different than the mumchen. We can remove the quality of mumchen, but still insist on the idea of three. Why? You don't know why?
Well, I was trying to think of two possibilities.
In other words, they hold, Rashi's learning that three is the gavra of Beis Din itself. That's the gavra of Beis Din. It's the entity of Beis Din.
That's the defining quality of Beis Din.
Right. Beis Din there's an idea of a heftza, of an entity of Beis Din. And three is different than mumchen. You can reduce mumchen and still insist on three. It's not a contradiction. Now, as you could, because the question is like this: once you're telling me the Torah says a Beis Din is three mumchen, right? So once you're not doing what the Torah says, what's the difference if I get rid of mumchen or if I get rid of three? Both of them are not the thing anymore.
No, he's saying if you're going to keep one, then make it the three.
Right, but Yonah's saying that no, maybe Rashi's learning like this, that just because you see they removed mumchen, all that means is that they instituted a different cheft, a different gavra of Beis Din. In other words, removing mumchen is a quality, but the three is really the substance. You want to know what's the substance, what's the minimal entity of a Beis Din? It's three. It's a certain kind of a body, right? It's a committee. That's the ikkar of what a Beis Din is. Without that, you just have a das of an adam. Beis Din is an institution. It's not just a person's opinion. So it's true the institution midaraisa has to have the quality of smicha, but all you see the rabbanan doing is changing the quality. You don't see them changing the very institution itself. You don't see them. All we see from the Mishnah is that they said because of Shlotin al Delas Bifnei Lovin, that we'll remove the necessity in this body of smicha. But that's a very different thing from saying that they scrapped the whole institution itself. Where do you see that they scrapped the institution? It's true this Yachid could be the greatest genius in the generation, but he's still essentially different from Beis Din. He still is a Das Yachid. Beis Din is an institution. Beis Din is a separate entity. It's an organization. A yachid and an organization are not comparable. So just because you see that midrabanan they removed mumchen, that doesn't mean that they allowed a yachid. To allow a yachid would be to overturn the whole institution of Beis Din. That you don't see. So that's where Rashi held that this whole sugi only goes according to the shita that holds there is no institution of Beis Din for Hodos Vavos. So Hodos Vavos is only goes by Das Yachid. And midrabanan they increased it, but they didn't increase it over here. Right? So it becomes an interesting question. I mean, if you're going to really learn this way, it becomes an interesting machlokus between, it's a fundamental question between the other Rishonim and Rashi on the idea of Gimel Hedjoto, so Gimel Mum, the idea of the three smuchen by Odos Vavos. Is that three is really the base? Three is the ikker. Three is the feature, the defining feature of Beis Din, and smuchen is just qualifying it. And all they did midrabanan is to remove the qualification of smuchen, but they kept the ikker of Beis Din in place. Or do you say no? Three smuchen is you can't subject the din Torah to this kind of a deconstruction. All you see midrash is three smuchen. That is the chefza. Once you don't have three smuchen, you can't say I still have the ikker. You can't pick and choose what's the ikker. Torah tells you it's three smuchen. That is itself the chefza. Once you see we don't need to do Beis Din, then that is by definition a substitution. Once they substituted, then it's just going down to a system of a functional system. Functionally speaking, you can't say the Yochid Mumcha is functionally inadequate compared to three Hedjotos. So it would come down to the question like this. Do we say that the Rabbanon of going down to Hedjotos is really scrapping the Doraisa and instituting a functional system? And therefore, three Hedjotos is no different than one Mumcha. Functionally, he's just as good as three Hedjotos. Or do you say that no, midrabanan, all they did was redefined what a Beis Din is. They said, midaraisa, you have to go to a Beis Din, midrabanan, there's a Beis Din. But midaraisa, the Beis Din has the quality of smuchen, and midrabanan, we institute the Beis Din. We maintain the essential character of the deraisa of Beis Din, but we're redefining. We don't need making the Hedjotos into smuchen, like we said, like the Lashon of the Ran. Sort of like making the Hedjotos into smuchen. But that doesn't change the basic character of that you need a Beis Din. It's just reducing the requirements of the members of the Beis Din. According to the other Shitas, you're really overthrowing the whole idea. According to Rashi, you're really just changing the requirements of the Beis Din, but you're not undermining the whole entity of Beis Din. You know what I mean? I guess if you put it down to two words, you'd say, one is the Gimel Hedjotos that we substitute a whole new method, or we're modifying the Daraisa institution of Beis Din. But the Nafka Mina would be Yachid Mumcha, right? He could qualify as an equal substitute, just like three Hedjotos is a substitute, meaning a functional substitute. We just need a functional substitute. But if you say you're modifying, then it means say you need Beis Din, but we'll modify the requirements. It could be Hedjotos could qualify as a Dayanim too. But one Mumcha can't be three people. That's not possible. But if you say we substitute the Daraisa system for a whole new form of a functional justice, we don't need the formality of Beis Din anymore. We can just go with something that prevents Ne'ilas Delas Bifnei Lovin, then Yachid Mumcha prevents it just as well as Gimel Hedjotos.